Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just to incorporate the Giants. Listen, we're not going to get on the air and break down, oh, third and five, what you do? But from an not a preseason game. We will during the regular season. From an execution, from a transfer of what the coaches wanted to the huddle, to all the mechanical aspects of a new coaching staff, what did you see?
Look, the Giants went on a drive right down the field. They didn't score a touchdown, but they got inside the tight red zone and kicked the field goal. I was pleased with the first drive of the season. Obviously, the preseason, the New England and Patriots played nobody. It was all backups on their squad, but it didn't matter because at this point for Brian Daboll and this staff, it's just about execution, right? We're going to put you in positions, go execute. We're not going to have all the bells and whistles, the shifts, the motions, the flanking Saquon out as a wide receiver, the wildcat with Kadarius Toney, who didn't play in this game, as the quarterback, or Wandell Robinson. He didn't have a target in the game, Wandell Robinson. So we didn't see the full expansion of what this offense is going to look like. But there were a couple of things to take away. And one, and you mentioned it, BT, as a tease, and you bring it back up now, this wide receiver room is going to get really interesting for the New York Giants. And part of it is because they have some talent that's going to be counted on to be stalwarts for Daniel Jones. Kadarius Toney is one. Wandell Robinson, we mentioned.
He's very mature. We met him at camp.
Very, very.
He emits a lot of good things.
Yep, 100%.
Smart. Very. I liked him a lot.
Yep. The other one should be Kenny Golladay, who's on a big deal and
stealing money. This guy
supposed to be. Whatever he's supposed to be, he's not being. And he looks slow out there. Yeah, Daniel Jones he could have made a better throw, got a little bit higher, put it in a place where only Kenny Golladay could get it, but he didn't look good. And the reason that's problematic for Kenny Golladay is because Colin Jackson, his fumble aside, looked really good. If those that don't know, he's number 15 out there. He and Tyrod Taylor had a great connection all throughout the day, as did another one of the backups, Richie James, who's had a phenomenal camp. He scored the touchdown in this game from Tyrod Taylor. So that wide receiver room is deep. Maybe not like all pro, perennial Pro Bowl level players. Maybe Kadarius Toney is one of those guys, but maybe not that. But it's deep, and they have skills, and they're going to challenge the Giants' mind on Kenny Golladay. They really are. Now, he's tied in because of his contract for at least another year, but I feel like Brian Daboll and his staff and Mike Groh, who is the wide receiver coach, obviously I know him well. He was my quarterback at the University of Virginia. They're going to have to make some tough decisions on who plays. Forget making the team. Like, who's playing for this team? I think that's one of the takeaways that I saw in this game last night. The other one is this kid, Darian Beavers, who's from Cincinnati. He's a linebacker. Number
good program last couple of years.
Very good, very program. Good program. He's you know how I always talk about, like, the hybrid guy, like the hybrid position player? Mm-hmm. Is he a linebacker? Is he a safety?
Yeah, sure.
Like the
Ravens drafted from Notre Dame, something like that. Though he's pretty much more of a safety,
right.
But
and
what
Isaiah,
will you do with him?
And Isaiah Simmons.
Simmons is a better example.
Who was from Clemson, Arizona.
A couple years ago.
But the danger with that guy is you get lost. Like, you get, like, you're a tweener, but in a tweener where you can't be impactful.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, Beavers, I think might have a chance to be that impactful tweener. Because he's a linebacker, but at Cincinnati, their defense was so varied. Like, he was everywhere, right? They had him covering in the slot. They had him playing linebacker, making tackles in holes. They had him playing safety, dropping all the way back. So he's kind of being groomed to be this, like the
almost
play caller.
Almost like Peppers kind of thing?
Like the play caller.
Uh-huh.
Like the, because in Wink Martindale's system, the play caller is the safety.
Yes.
But if you could have a hybrid who's also a linebacker, it makes it really interesting.
What's this kid weigh off the top of your head?
I mean, 230.
Did you? I know when you broke down practice the other day when we were out of camp. Did you actually see him?
Did
you stand next to him?
I did not.
I was curious what you thought about how he
six. He's tall though.
Yeah.
So he's probably actually he's listed bigger than he looks on tape, and maybe it's his number. 250 he is.
Okay.
6'3" and a half.
Huh?
So
great size.
He's a big kid.
Yeah.
Made great instinctual reads last night. Busting up a screen. I liked what I saw from some of these young players that the Giants have brought in.
There you go.
And he's a 6th-round pick, right? They stole him in the 3rd round. I mean, he like fleeced the league. And if
he's what you think he might be
as a 6th-round pick.
I mean, I'll leave that stuff, especially like 6th-round stuff, until I actually see him play.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it because Giant fans want to hear that, just like Jet fans want to hear it when it comes to the Jets. But what I want to go back to very quickly before we get back to these calls here is the depth at the wide receiver room, because there's nothing worse than in any sport, and the Knicks have had this a lot over the years. A new regime comes in, and you're married to baggage because of the contract.
That's right.
Now, the one thing we know about Joe Douglas, and again, if Zach Wilson is the guy, then we can say, okay, he nailed it with that, so he gets a little separation or a lot of separation from other GMs that the Jets have had. But one thing he has already distinguished himself very well at, and made a name for himself, the contracts.
Yeah.
He makes great contracts. Like, Corey Davis doesn't play that well. Even if he does play well, you cut him, it's nominal.
That's right.
He is a very smart contractor, for lack of a better description. And Gettleman was the exact opposite.
You're right.
Gettleman was flinging money, self-preservation, trying to save his own behind. I get it. I'm not taking shots. He's gone. He didn't do a good job. We know that. But that was a desperate signing, and it was a sloppy signing. And the best part, though, if you have some depth in that wide receiver room with some viable options, even if they're not stars, you can say to Kenny, take a seat.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you're making.
That's exactly right.
Our culture starts now.
That's exactly right.
That's a good thing.
Because that matters. That matters a lot. And the reason I bring up the kid, Colin Johnson, is because he's big. He's big, tall, wide receiver, which the Giants don't have a ton of. Right, so it's just, you got a guy that's 6'6". He's like 225. He's huge. Now he had a bad fumble. That's just awareness. I got to call Dable tomorrow and tell him, look, go look at some of my old through contact tapes.
We got to get the fumble guru on the phone.
Get Tiki on line one.
This kid coughed it up.
Center that ball. Get the ball in the center of your chest when you feel contact, right?
High and tight, Tiki.
High and tight doesn't matter. Just get it in the center of your chest.
Uh-huh.
When someone's coming near you, stick it in your chest, off ball, off hand, across ball hand, and go to the ground like that, or run through contact like that. Don't try to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool causes turnovers.
That's right. You always tell me there's what, 4 pressure points on holding the ball, right? Is
exactly.
It 4?
It's 4. So one is the most important one is your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Your elbow's got to be to your side, not like across your chest, but it's got to be down to your side. The second one is the ball, and it's got to be firmly in your forearm. The third one is your hand, like where your hand is, and the fourth is up in your chest, like cross your chest. So elbow, forearm, hand, grip the right way with the two fingers. Sometimes people use 3 or 4, but whatever. And then most importantly, across your chest. And in contact, cover that thing up, man. Center it in the center of your chest, and nobody can hit it out.
Love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.